In 1985, a band called Prefab Sprout spent 35 weeks on the British charts with an album called Steve McQueen. It was released in this country under the title Two Wheels Good. The album was alternately praised for insightful lyrics and panned as self-conscious. Now it's been reissued with a bonus CD of new acoustic versions of some of the original songs. Reviewer Tom Terrell is glad for the chance to revisit one of his favorite records.
Back in the summer of 85, I was a DJ at an alternative rock station. I remember rummaging through the new release bin one night when I spotted this cool-looking import album cover. It was a guy sitting on a Triumph motorcycle with a blonde draped across his back. Two more blokes posed around them, and scraggly bare tree branches poked through a foggy background. Intrigued, I plopped a disc on the turntable and scanned the tracks. I wasn't impressed until the fifth track, when a cluster of guitar notes cascaded like tears through the studio speakers, and a melancholy voice near whispered, "Ooh, Johnny, 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 there is a time for tears. You won't make it any better." My world stopped. That song, Goodbye Lucille No. 1, was my song. I was going through the painful breakup of a long relationship, and when Patti McAloon sang, "Why don't you join the Foreign Legion? You're still in love with Haley Mills," it was all the tough love I needed. The rest of Prefab Sprout Steve McQueen was just as heartbreakingly bittersweet and close to home. McAloon wrote all of those songs. He's just as good as Elvis Costello, but you can also hear Gershwin, Cole Porter, and Hoagy Carmichael. And he did it all in Newcastle, in the north of England, far away from London, the center of British New Wave. There's an old-school literacy and urbanity, a dreaminess to his songs of love, guilt, eros, and heartbreak that's more 40s than 80s.
Horsing around's a serious business. Last thing it wants somebody to witness. I was a fool who always presumed that I'd wear the shoes and you'd be the doormat. You wonder why my hands are still shaking. Need of a cry, the shoulders are taken.
The reissue edition of Prefab Sprout Steve McQueen includes new acoustic versions of 8 of the original tunes. For me, they're nothing less than a revelation. With just a harmonica, 3 acoustic guitars, and McAloon's bruised soul boy croon, the lyrics gain a level of emotional and intellectual sophistication that transcend all that came before. This time, when I heard Patti and Wendy harmonize the plaintive chorus from the song Appetite, "So if you take, then put back good. If you steal, then be Robin Hood," I comprehended for the first time how provocative that song really is.
So if you take, then put back good. If you steal, if your eyes are wanting all they see, then I think I'll name you after me. Then I think I'll call you Appetite. Here she is with 2 small problems, the best part of the blame. Wishing she could call him Heartache, but it's not a boy's name.
22 years after its initial release, this reissue of Prefab Sprout Steve McQueen, the original Thomas Dolby productions and the new acoustic reinterpretations, never fails to surprise me, soothe me, intoxicate me, and lift me.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
Our reviewer is Tom Terrell. For more on Prefab Sprout and the CD Steve McQueen, you can go to our website, npr.org.
Johnny, Johnny, ooh, ooh. Johnny, Johnny.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.